Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. With just 2 days before the U.S. presidential election, major party candidates are campaigning almost nonstop. Democrat Hillary Clinton was at a rally in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
When your kids and grandkids ask you what you did in 2016, when it was all on the line, I want you to be able to say, I voted for a better, fairer, stronger America where everybody has a chance at the American dream.
Pennsylvania is one of the so-called battleground states where Clinton and Republican Donald Trump are virtually tied, or at least they are sometimes in the polls. Trump spoke in Reno, Nevada about Clinton's alleged misuse of her position when she was Secretary of State to do favors for donors to her husband's foundation.
If she were to win this election, it would create an unprecedented constitutional crisis. In that situation, we could very well have a sitting president under felony indictment and ultimately a criminal trial.
The election will be on Tuesday, and at last note, Clinton leads Trump 48% to 43% in the Washington Post ABC tracking poll. Turkish police used water cannon and tear gas on hundreds of protesters in Istanbul to disrupt a march in support of an opposition newspaper, whose staff had earlier been arrested as part of an ongoing government crackdown. Prosecutors linked the arrest to a fugitive cleric suspected of orchestrating a failed coup attempt in July. This is VOA News. An Iraqi general saying his forces trying to encircle the embattlement of battled city of Mosul have driven Islamic State extremists out of a key town on the city's southern front, and the Kurdish forces are confirming that Iraqi flags are now flying from buildings near Mosul's airport. Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi visited his troops on Mosul's eastern front, carrying a message for the people of Mosul that they would soon be liberated. Australian counterterrorism experts say the likely defeat of the Islamic State in Iraq will raise the threat posed by jihadist fighters who are returning to Australia. Phil Mercer in Sydney has our report.
Australia's gravest security fears are stoked by homegrown extremists. Authorities estimate that about 120 Australians have joined militant groups in the Middle East, and they worry that many could try to return home as the Islamic State terrorist group suffers more military defeats in Iraq. Under Australian law, jihadis who fought overseas face prosecution on their return home. Security officials say that most are already known to them, but there are concerns that some will slip through Australia's borders using false passports. Islamic groups say those returning could be recruited to de-radicalisation programs in Australia and help steer young people away from militant groups, which have become experts at disseminating propaganda online. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
At least 10 bodies have been recovered from a rubber dinghy off the Libyan coast. 15 operations were conducted rescuing 2,100 migrants. It's about as twice as many as on Friday when they rescued 1,200. Another 420 migrants, including 7 pregnant women, 78 children, had been rescued earlier and were brought ashore in Sicily. Car bomb attack near the parliament building in Somalia's capital, Mogadishu, killed at least 3 people and wounded 6 others. The attack came as the first members of the Somalian Up National Parliament were elected in the provincial capital of Puntland. No group claiming responsibility for this, but it has the hallmarks of Al-Shabaab, an Al-Qaeda-affiliated group. Tens of thousands of South Koreans poured into the streets of downtown Seoul using words including treason and criminal to demand that President Park Geun-hye step down amid an explosive political scandal. Prosecutors arrested Choi Soon-sil, a longtime friend of Park, who is alleged to have had access to sensitive government materials and information at Park's hands. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.